2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen. Nazifa Rajabi arrived in Utah as a refugee from Afghanistan 20 years ago.
I've gone through this experience. I know how hard it is to settle here.
On an afternoon in early December, she's visiting a newly arrived Afghan family staying in a hotel in West Valley City.
So we're going to ask them what they need, what can we do to help them.
Rajabi is here with three neighbors she met recently in her quest to help the refugees.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good.
Tell me your name.
My name is Yasser.
Yasser.
Yasser is 9 years old, and in this family, he's the most fluent in English because he studied it in school. He's been in this hotel for 14 days with his mother, father, older sister, and baby brother. They don't have a work permit yet, and the children are not enrolled in school. Normally, refugees in Utah would be placed directly in permanent housing. But because of the sheer volume coming, the little notice before they arrive, and a shortage of affordable housing, they're living temporarily in hotels.
Goodbye, kids.
After an hour with the family, the volunteers make a plan to take them shopping for immediate needs, clothing and essentials for winter. Outside the hotel, Dane Smith says when he saw the images of people trying to escape Afghanistan, he prayed to be able to help.
Just knowing that there's a need present makes us want to run to them.
I'm Andrea Smartin, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.